Good morning. Welcome to worship here at Olivet Lutheran Church. I do that for those who are listening on the radio, just so that they know who we are this morning. It's good to see all of you here. We do welcome those who are listening to us on the radio. We also welcome our guests and visitors this morning. If you are new to the area, if you're looking for a church home, we would invite you to consider Olivet. Talk to one of the pastors or stop by the church office and you'll get all sorts of good information about Olivet. There are some pew pads at the end of these pews. If you would pick those up and fill those out during the course of the announcements, we would appreciate that. And also, if you have any prayer requests, there are prayer cards in the pews. I would encourage you to write down your prayer request on that card and then put it in the offering plate, and it will be brought forward to the altar, and we can pray over those requests. Lots going on today. At 9:45, there will be a presentation of our revised constitution. They will gather downstairs in the choir room, and you're welcome to come and be a part of that. Learning and sharing, Samantha Brewers is here, talking about suicide prevention. New member classes are beginning today, and the first one will be held in the upper room. We've asked you to sign up for that, but if you're interested in Olivet and you haven't signed up, you're still welcome to come up there, and we'll even give you a cup of coffee if you do that. Next Sunday, October 16th, there will be a special congregational meeting for the purpose of electing a call committee and also for the first reading of the Constitution. And we're all aware of the storms that have been going on, particularly the one that has impacted Haiti. And there will be some information if you would like to donate to Lutheran Disaster Response. They're already responding down there, and we'll have the opportunity to help them out. More information will be coming about that a little bit later. I believe that we also have a young lady who's going to be baptized this morning. Haley Grace Moore will be welcomed into the family of God through the waters of baptism this morning, and so we ask that you remember her parents, Matt and Kayla, and her whole family. Enough announcements this morning. Would you stand up and greet those you're worshiping with? We hope that fellowship will continue throughout the morning. And now we turn to our order for confession and forgiveness as you have it printed on the front of your bulletin. And I'm already failed to look at the bulletin. Would you please be seated as our choir leads us in a call to worship?
Thank you.
Thank you. Now I invite you to stand as you are able as we do turn to the order for confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, the only Sovereign, who dwells in light, Christ Jesus, who came to save sinners, the Holy Spirit, who lives within us.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another, and I invite you to kneel as you are able. God of overflowing grace, we come to you with repentant hearts. Forgive us shallow thankfulness. Forgive us for passing by the ones in need. Forgive us for setting our hopes on fleeting treasures. Forgive us for neglect and thoughtlessness. Bring us home from the wilderness of sin, and strengthen us to serve you in all that we do and say. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. There is joy in heaven over every sinner who repents. By the grace of God in Christ Jesus, who gave himself up for us all, your sins are forgiven and you are made free. Rejoice with the angels and with one another. We are home in God's mercy, now and forever.
Amen.
As we stand, we join in our opening hymn, Now Thank We All Our God. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace.
peace from above, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
And let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, your bountiful goodness fills all creation. Keep us safe from all that may hurt us, that whole and well in body and spirit, we may with grateful hearts accomplish all that you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And please be seated. And I would turn your attention to the baptismal font, where Haley has gathered a number of people around here. It was nice of you to bring them, Haley. We appreciate that. In the course of this baptismal service, there will be a few responses on the part of the congregation, and those are printed in your bulletin, or they'll also be up here on the screen. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. And so Matt and Kayla, I ask you, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have your child baptized into Christ? If so, please respond, we do. Thank you. As you bring Haley to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with her among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and to nurture her in faith and prayer, so that she may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. And so do you promise to help Haley grow in the Christian faith and life? If so, please respond, we do. And I know you'll help too, won't you? Yes, okay. And now, sponsors, do you promise to nurture Haley in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit and to help her live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church. If so, please respond, we do. Thank you. And one of the important things that we have here at Olivet for these young people who are baptized is a guardian angel. And Olivia is going to be Haley's guardian angel. I think you've met her, haven't you? Okay, that's good. And so Haley, I have Olivia, I have a question for you. Will you be Haley's friend? Will you pray for her and help her as she comes to this place for worship? If so, will you respond, I will. Thank you very much. And now, people of God, do you promise to support Haley and pray for her in her new life in Christ? If so, please respond, we do. Thank you. And now I ask you, along with the members of the family of faith here, to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. First, we engage in that ancient ritual of renouncing what it is we stand against. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, please respond, I renounce them. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? I renounce them. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, I renounce them. And I invite you to stand as you are able as we confess what it is we stand for. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. And let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people, Israel, from slavery into freedom. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raised us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that as Haley is washed in the waters of baptism, she may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And please be seated. Do you think she'll let me go over? I don't get what you're doing. Yes. All right. You're not going to like this, though. Haley Grace Moore, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now she's praying. You see that? It's incredible. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth and cleanse them from sin and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Haley with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Haley, child of God, you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever.
Yes. Yeah.
Water is an important symbol in the Christian faith, and so is light. And so we light this baptismal candle from the Christ candle, and as we do, we hear Jesus' words to the disciples. Would you hold that for me? Thank you. To let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so, Olivia, if you would give that to Haley's mother, and I would encourage you to light this on the anniversary of this day as a reminder of this important event. I don't blame you. It's cold water, isn't it? And finally, there is one more response printed in your bulletin. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word through all the world. And now, you've heard her. I know you have. Okay, she's going to be a preacher, I'll bet. Can you tell? But this is the newest member of the body of Christ here at Olivet. This is Haley Grace Moore. Would you welcome her into the family? Look at her. Yeah. She's already praying for you. Do you see that? Huh? Look at here. Look at there, there's sailing.
Good morning. I would like to invite you to please turn to page 293 in your Bible, found in your pew. The first reading is 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 3 and 7 through 15c. Naaman, a Syrian general, suffers from leprosy. In this passage, Elisha miraculously cures his illness, but only after Naaman realizes, with the help of his servants, that he also needs healing for his pride. This foreign general then acknowledges the sovereignty of the God of Israel. The first lesson is from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served as Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, "Go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. He came and stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." Here ends the lesson, and please turn to your bulletins and read Psalm 111 responsibly with me. Hallelujah! I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright, in the congregation. Great are your works, O Lord, pondered by all who delight in them. Majesty and splendor mark your deeds, and your righteousness endures forever. You cause your wonders to be remembered. You are gracious and full of compassion. You give food to those who fear you, remembering forever your covenant. You have shown your people the power of your works in giving them the lands of the nations. The works of your hands are faithfulness and justice. All of your precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, because they are done in truth and equity. You sent redemption to your people and commanded your covenant forever. Holy and awesome is your name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who practice this have a good understanding. God's praise endures forever. Please turn to page 967 in your Bibles and find 2 Timothy chapter 2. Though Paul is chained as a prisoner, he reminds Timothy that the word of God is never shackled or confined. He encourages his young friend to proclaim that word of freedom in an honest and upright life, as well as in his teaching and preaching. The second lesson is from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of this and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good, but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth.
The Holy Gospel for today is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. You can find this on page 852. Jesus' mission includes making the unclean clean again. Unexpectedly, a cleansed Samaritan leper becomes a model for those who would praise and worship God and give thanks for God's mercy. From Luke 17. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message this morning.
Come on up and join me here, guys. All right. Excellent. Grab a seat up here, everybody. A few more coming. That's good. Come up and gather around here, because I need your help today. Can you guys help me? Will you help me a little bit? Okay. The first thing I would like to know is, can you think of the best day that you have ever had? Does anyone have a best day? What's the best day that you ever had? What do you think?
The day my baby brother was born.
That's a pretty good day. Yeah, it was a really good day. Yeah. Does anyone else have a best day? Olivia? The day your mom and dad got married. That's wonderful. Okay. Can you ever think of maybe the worst day that you ever had? Can anyone think of a worst day? You think of a worst day? What do you think, Olivia? The day your dad passed away. I know. Anyone else have a worst day?
The day I didn't have enough money to buy a lollipop.
That's a bad day. That's a bad day, isn't it? You know, because you guys ever read this book called Alexander? You know this one? And the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day? Yeah, you have that one. It was a bad day, wasn't it? You know, sometimes we have really good days. Sometimes we have really bad days. I wonder if you can help me. This is where I need your help. Can you help me think of this? How do we know that God shows up in the good days and the bad days? Can you help me think through that? What do you think? How can we know that God is there with us? Anyone have an idea? Let me help you a little bit if you think. What happens when people share love together? What do you think? What do you think what happens when people share love together? What do you think happens when people share really good days together? They get together, they have some fun, okay? See, I think, and you can help me think through this for a long time to come, okay? And I think we know that God shows up when we love each other, when we forgive each other, when we spend time together, and we take care of each other. I think God shows up. So, would you do this? Would you look for those times when God shows up and we share love together? Will you do that? And if you see it happening, will you come and tell me? Because I would like to know. Okay? All right. Will you fold your hands and bow your heads and pray with me? Let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for these boys and girls, for all of their wonder, for good days and bad days. Thank you for being with us in everything. Help us to know that you are always there and that you show yourself through love. It's in your holy name that we pray. Amen. Okay, guys, you can go back to your seats, and I hope that this is one of the great days that you have, okay?
Well, good days, bad days. If I didn't have enough money for a lollipop, then kind of a bad day. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, may all of the grace and peace and hope of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you today. Amen. Wet your toes in the river. And you'll never be the same. So picture the river of your life. Twists and turns and bends and straightaways, the quiet pools and raging rapids that might represent your days on this earth. Our lives of faith will see it all. See, today we continue this theme of the river, the 95 years of Olivet's history. And check out that mural in the atrium if you haven't done it already. Look at that river of our history together. And if you haven't, take one of those pens and write where you entered this stream of fellowship and community that we call Olivet. And make note of a time on that river timeline when your church was important for you, one of the very best days or maybe one of the worst. Because you see, the flow of faith will bring times and events, both individually and communally, some of which make us sense that God is really close. And some make you feel like God sailed away on the tide. Still, wherever you are on your journey, you can be assured. Wet your toes in the river of God's healing grace. You'll never be the same. So we come to this story of Naaman, a foreign dignitary, and Elisha, this prophet in Israel. A few things to note in the tale. You heard Naaman, commander in the army. He was a man of power and position. He had the king's ear. And from the story, we find that he thought he knew how things are supposed to work in this world, given his position. But notice that this prophet, Elisha, he doesn't even come out of his house. He just sends a messenger, go and wash. It infuriates this Naaman. He expects pomp and circumstance. He's a man who is accustomed to people sucking up to him. And he pouts when it doesn't happen. Now, one could understand, given that this is the Jordan River, it's not the nicest looking body of water. For as muddy and murky and brown as is the Red River, the Jordan is just as muddy and murky and green. Washing that? But you see, that's not Naaman's issue. He can't fathom this God who will work through the lowly, such as Elisha. He can't accept a God who would work healing in the murky, muddy waters of the Jordan. Still today, the world can't fully grasp this God who entered human history as an impoverished infant, who would suffer and die a criminal's death. Now it's nearly 3,000 years after this story happened. Things haven't changed much with our human condition. In this election season, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And maybe even more interesting to see how American Christian people will respond. Because you see, so often, like Naaman, this general, pride gets in our way of experiencing some healing water that's right in front of us. Wouldn't it be great if all we had to do to bring about healing is go and wash in a river? Simple. But sometimes we can't see that it's right there, this healing water. Usually because we can't let go of our own needs for power and prestige and control. You've seen the devastation of Hurricane Matthew. Pray for Haiti. Pray for Florida, everyone who's been affected, please. I saw a man the other night. He refused to evacuate his home. Everyone else in town evacuated. His wife and children evacuated. He stayed. There's an interviewer asking him, isn't that selfish? He said, well, some people might see it's selfish, but I have to protect my things. Really? Wow. Let it go, man. I mean, that kind of perspective has about as much appeal as a creepy clown. Might make us consider where we are in our own faith journeys. Right now, along the river's flow, where, what do we need to let go? Power, prestige, position, control can't get us anywhere on this journey. When we realize, though, that God is in charge, that the when and where and to whom that God dispenses grace and mercy and healing, when we discover that's only by divine choosing, then we're able to let go. Let go of the stuff that makes us dry as dust. Then we can savor that healing river. Naaman, like us at times, he wanted some kind of preferential treatment. As always, God works differently from the expectations of the world. This foreign general, who's now in the land of Israel, he didn't know where to look for his healing. It says to us that, well, perhaps we can look both in expected places and be aware of the unexpected ways and places that God delivers this surprising mercy. There are places where we expect God to show up, like here and now, in this place, in this community. We expect God to show up when we gather around the word and the water and the bread and the wine. We expect God to show up. As we live and learn together, as we tend to each other, we can expect God to show up as God has promised. But often, God shows up in the unexpected too. A moment, a flash, a glimpse of the kingdom of God. Keep your hearts and minds on the lookout. Because grace happens. Because we know as the river flows, at times we enjoy the swim. Sometimes it feels like we're drowning. But those are the moments that God in Christ, through the Spirit, through others, through a community, reminds us that our lifeguard walks on water. And healing will come. Look for those moments along the flow of life's river to experience a little bit of grace and mercy and healing. It reminds me of this. I'm now an empty nester parent. My kids have moved away. I miss them terribly. And sure, technology makes it a little easier to connect, but it's never the same. So a year ago when my son asked me, let's go camp and fish along the north shore of Lake Superior, I jumped at that opportunity. Because especially when they move away, you start to wonder, did I raise my kids well? Did I teach them what they need to know? Did I guide them, mentor them? Well, we stood there and we fished along the Baptism River. We even visited a spot where many, many years ago, when there was still snow and ice along the river's edge, I discovered a submerged deer, the waters of the Baptism flowing over its dead form. A reminder, a sign of our washing in baptism, our dying to sin, our rising to life. And you wonder about teaching your children well. Well, after that trip, my son posted this picture online with the caption, "Fishing the Baptism River with the guy who taught me how." A little moment of grace, a little mercy, a little healing for the soul. I wonder if God feels like that from time to time, when we children are absent from the river, when we wander, when we don't connect and turn away and forget about the healing divine presence that surrounds and fills us. I wonder if God feels like that. Wet your toes in the river. You'll never be the same. And echoing Naaman the Syrian, together we might even say, there is no God in all the earth except this Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy One of God. Amen.
At this time, we invite the ushers to come forward for our offerings and tithes. And we thank the bell choir for their offering of music at this time as well.
Give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Rooted in Christ and rising to serve, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. O God, you who emptied yourself into human form and came as Jesus, servant of all, grant your church the vision to see your purpose, the strength to do your will, and the love to serve others in your name. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for hope and recovery, especially for the people battered by recent storm and flood. Hear the cries of those who struggle to dig out and build up. Bless our outreach through the ELCA Disaster Response Program. Ignite the generosity of the faithful to bring hope and rebuilding, especially in the hard-hit, impoverished country of Haiti. Lord, in your mercy. We pray this day for our nation's political process. Sustain community leaders, legislators, volunteers, candidates, and voters. Raise up the truth tellers and the peacemakers who look beyond their own self-interest to fearlessly and faithfully promote the goodness of all people, all who you've created in your image. Lord, in your mercy. Open us to those moments where you show up at the river's edge. Heal us, we pray, in our diseases, our estrangement, and in the broken places of our lives. Comfort all in need of healing, especially Alice Olson, Darrell Engel, and others whose names we lift to you in the silence. We remember the family of Jeff and Danielle Johnson, Cheryl Transrud, Lisa Miller, as they have recently experienced loss by death. Oh God, grant healing and strength and hope, Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks to you for those across the ages who have died in the faith. Remembering the grieving family of Leo Grotus, whose body was laid to rest in recent days. Deepen our faith in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection, Lord, in your mercy. And give your church fresh courage and bold vision in this time of change, Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, faithful God, we place ourselves and our prayers, spoken and unspoken, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Almighty God, send you light and truth to keep you all the days of your life. The hand of God protect you. The holy angels accompany you, and the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you all, now and forever. Amen. Please rise.